The Book Trust, some people may be fully aware of it, other people may not know what we're talking about. However, if you are a family who's availed of free book or indeed free books from the Book Trust, you probably are glancing now towards those books and thinking, yeah, that's a darn good idea. I managed to have a bit of preschool reading with the children as a result of getting that book, which would have been free of charge. But unfortunately, this has been wound up. You are suffering as a result of the cutbacks.
Yes, unfortunately, that is the case. We were shocked to hear that in the latest funding round we'd had 100% cut to the Book Start programme. We had anticipated a cut, obviously, within the current climate. That was to be expected, and we had planned for that. But to have 100% cut was a real shock, not just to us, but to the partners that we work with and to the 50,000 families that receive the packs each year in Northern Ireland.
Just explain for people who haven't availed of it exactly how it works. It's £250,000 you're missing out on, am I right?
That's right. £250,000 has been given to Book Trust by the Department of Education in Northern Ireland for the last up to 10 years. And what that does is it means that Book Trust, as the national charity, can then work with their partners in the publishing industry and secure excellent prices for these books. So we really do have good value for money on these packs. And then we work with partners, our local partners, health visiting teams, early years practitioners and Libraries NI to gift those packs to babies and preschool children across Northern Ireland. So the books go directly into the homes of children, and they encourage parents and children to read together.
But are you careful in relation to who gets the books? Is there a possibility that they're being treated as junk mail by some families?
No, we're very confident that that isn't the case, because the baby packs, which are given to every family in Northern Ireland, are given out by health visitors. And this is really important, because we would say that the books, the packs, are only part of the gift. The most important part is actually the message that goes out alongside the packs. And that message is given by those trusted professionals, by the health visitors, who talk to the parents as part of their visit about the importance of cuddling up and sharing a book with your child. They know that it encourages bonding and attachment. It encourages parents to talk to the baby, which is so important later on. It helps develop speech and language, and it also helps them educationally as they go on.
And we're talking about picture books for babies. We're talking about drawing pads, very simple little reading books for preschool children. The books that you would expect a young mom or dad to be holding whenever they're introducing a child to literature for the very first time.
That's exactly right. The books are very carefully selected. That's where Book Trust's expertise would come in. We have all that knowledge around which are the best books to encourage parents to share books with their children. So yes, there's a wealth of excellent books out there. But we can't assume that all parents are actually going out and buying them and using them with their children.
But could we not encourage parents to do that and to spend a few pounds on books, on very simple books that would help introduce a child to the written word or indeed to pictures and to colours? Surely they're not that expensive, and each family should be able to, if they're able to buy a loaf of bread, they should be able to buy a little book that their baby plays with.
Yes, ideally that would be the case, and I would say that this actually is what we're doing. These Book Start packs are kick-starting that habit, hopefully the habit of a lifetime, so that just those one or two books into the home for the first time, alongside some parental guidance, which also is in the packs, will then encourage parents to go to their local library to borrow books. There's also suggestions in there for more books, so they may go and buy books or ask for books for presents. So it's about kick-starting that habit of reading and sharing books with children, which probably doesn't happen without that. We do know from the surveys that we've carried out that the Bookstart books are quite often the only books that families have in their home.
Do people lose their jobs as a result of this 100% cut?
At the moment, Book Trust as a national charity is committed to continuing our work in Northern Ireland however we can. And we're working very hard to find a new model of funding. It could well be that we run several smaller programmes rather than the universal Bookstart programme.
Am I right in believing that similar schemes continue in England, Scotland and Wales, but it's only being axed in Northern Ireland? Am I right on that?
That's right. Central funding in England, Scotland and Wales is still continuing for the Bookstart book gifting programme.
And have you liaised with the Education Department, with the Minister on this? I'm sure many's a person who's knocking his door and he has difficult decisions to make, but it sounds like as if they are taking away one of the linchpins when it comes to introducing children to education.
Yes, of course, we've been in touch with the Minister and his colleagues. We appreciate that this cut is part of the wider context. We're very sorry that Book Trust is a victim of these cuts. To date, the Minister has always been very supportive of our programme and early intervention in particular. And in actual fact, our programme supports his campaign around Education Works, which encourages encourages parents to be more involved with children's education at home.
Yeah, we certainly see the ads for that on the TV, and one doesn't seem to marry with the other if the grant is being withdrawn. But there are many, many challenges when it comes to making the decisions. However, it is fait accompli. There's no turning back, or are you still hopeful?
Well, we're always hopeful. We're talking to a lot of partners, a lot of different agencies. We're also looking at corporate sponsorship, all kinds of different models at the moment.
Yeah, if big business could sponsor it would be, I'm sure, looked upon very favourably by their customers. Liz, thanks for speaking to us. Thanks for highlighting it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Liz Canning, manager of the Book Trust.